I wanted to speak about something. Someone asked me a question, and what I spoke about Rabbi Chait, which I think is very, very yeshayistic from a Hashkafa point of view, and it's also very yeshayistic for the beginning of the year. So it's a good topic. Good topic to talk about. Basically, I was talking about the Hesped, the Rabbi Chait was the walking example of the outer Gadus Adam. And we know that the outer Sabbath held that Gadus Adam is probably the most important leader of all the leaders. You know, that's what he spoke about the most. And Rabbi Chait, definitely dramatized that. And we mentioned about that even the way he dressed, that he was, perfect and, stylish and neat and like perfectly cut, and it was such a... So the question I was asked is like, hey, that's Gaiva, especially if no one else dresses like that, why is God this other when I'm better than anyone else? That's what God, why isn't God this other than Gaiva? And especially, so if you say, so usually the answer they say is, because God this Adam says, I'm a God, but you're also a God. We're all Gedolim. We're all Gedolim. If we're all Gedolim, I shouldn't dress different than anyone else. But that seems that Rabbi Chait wasn't with that attitude that we're all Gedolim. He was dressing, fancier than everyone else, more perfect. There's a certain, it sounds like he felt that he's better, that he's special. That sounds like Gaiva. So where is the Hashkaf? And if you say we're all Gadol, so it almost like defeats the purpose. God is on the but we're all Gadolim. So if we're all Gadolim, then nothing special. It doesn't help, but it definitely takes away from the God. There's a Manashach. If God is on the means we're all Gadolim, so then, you goof or lose this Hashir as a God is on them to a large extent. Because we're all the same. Gaiva means I'm better, so that's Gaiva. So I want to explain first the Hashkafa of a Gadus Adam, and then a little bit some applications and try and apply it to the beginning of the year. Very important. We asked this Kasha to a Meir Chodesh Tzav, roughly, that why isn't Gadus Adam Gaiva? Meir Chodesh was a Talmud of the Alter, and it was, he was a Mashkiach of Chevron Yeshiva from around the 1930s. Pretty kosher person. See, he said as follows. He gave a mashal. He said there was a person who was a pauper, and he was sitting in his rags on the street collecting money, and the king with his chariot drove by. The king's sitting in a chair, and he looks out the window, and he sees this guy, and his heart goes out for him. So, what a rahman is. So he tells his driver, stop. Stops the wagon, tells the other, come on, come into my chariot, my wagon, right? Takes him to the royal palace, gives him a bath, gives him royal clothes, and he says, you know what? I'm appointing you. You're going to be the prime minister. You're second in command. He says, wow. The guy's going to go ahead tomorrow and go ahead and sit in the street tomorrow in his rags again, collecting. He has insulted the king. He has insulted the position of being prime minister. He's insulted his royal garments. He is, in a certain sense, better than everybody else. He's the prime minister. If he doesn't recognize it, he's an Aveira. And he should be so thrilled. I'm the prime minister. Wow. On the other hand, it's not about Gaiva, because he's only the prime minister because of a pure chesed that the king appointed prime minister, not because he deserved it. So it can't be about Gaiva that you're a prime minister, because you didn't deserve it. You were just pure chesed. The king appointed you prime minister. But you are thrilled that you're the prime minister, and you're also... not just thrilled that you're the prime minister, it would be an aveira not to act as befitting the prime minister, because that would be a bizoy to being the prime minister. So the Meir Chodesh said as follows: that is a child in God the Son, that we believe. Now this is something that many people get confused with. It is true that a person is judged according to the degree of the difficulty of his nisayon. And obviously a person who has a harder nisayon gets more schar, and a person with an easier nisayon gets less schar. But that is not the only fact that goes into the formula. Part of what goes into the formula, a large part, is also what you do. A person does a mitzvah, he learns Torah, even if it's almost zero nisayon, he gets tremendous schar and tremendous aliyah ruchnis. I was easy, some of it's easy, but you did it. That's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us mitzvahs. So he says, if you are doing mitzvahs, now, let's say it's not your credit. Your parents brought you up, they sent you to yeshiva, you were blessed with a good head, you enjoy learning, you didn't have, you know, you had good friends, whatever it is, and just naturally you ended up where you ended up. Okay, you don't deserve, in a certain sense, you get a little credit. You don't deserve the most credit, you didn't really work so hard. But a maisa, if you're the prime minister, you're in Ruchlius world, you're on the top 1% or probably higher of people in the world. Now, just because you didn't deserve it, you didn't work for it, doesn't mean you're not there. There's such a thing, just that Hashem and his chesed, for whatever reason, gave it to you. It's a matnas chinam. Maybe it was chus avos, maybe it was because of tefillah, because of your grandmother's tefillah, your great-grandmother's tefillah, I don't know. We don't know. They're all guys of cheshbeinus. But the maisa, you are, were given, by definition, if you're in yeshiva, if you're in learning, how many people in the world, a percentage, are learning? And if you are a Rosh Yeshiva, then it's more. Every time, if you're a Rabbi, it's more, right? So if you are given this position, if you're honest with yourself, you might be honest. You say, listen, I don't really deserve it. It wasn't anything special about me that got me there. My father was a Gadol Hador, it came by itself. But Abba the Maisa, that's where you are right now, this is where you're holding. So there's a matnas chinam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, for whatever cheshbonus Hashem gave you, a tremendous matana. If you got a tremendous matana, if someone gives you $1 billion for free, you're not happy? Hashem gave you a tremendous matana. You should be thrilled. And if you're not thrilled, not only is it wrong, it's a genai, it's an avera, you're showing disrespect to the matana that you received. That's what he said. That was what Rabbi Meir Chodesh said. Okay. So therefore, the application is, going back to what we said about Rabbi Chait, is it? He's not gaiva. You could tell. A person who's about gaiva, there are certain ways you can tell. About gaiva means he holds himself, the way he relates to people, people ask him questions, he becomes nasty or whatever. You could tell there was no gaiva there. But there was simcha of who he is. Baruch Hashem. And I have to show respect for it. Anyway, that's the definition of God is Adam. Okay. I just want to add one thing from the Yeshiva, and then we'll get to us. Yeshiva used to say an amazing hashkafa. Yeshiva used to say hashkafa that there's such a thing called being a member of the team. He said it a lot of times in a lot of different applications. Usually the application was more nogea to Elo or Kippur, which we're not going to discuss yet. But there was this concept. He said as follows. If you have a baseball team, or I don't know, but football, now football is more popular, right? And the Shira, I just didn't talk about baseball, because football wasn't in my day. But if you have a team, right? Now there's a team, I don't know the name of the team. So there's a team. Now they're playing in the Super Bowl. Now you're a fan of that particular team. That team won. Right? The guy goes, "We won, we won." You have to do it for winning. I'm part of the team. I'm a fan. says, they go crazy, but that's nothing that people feel. But I don't know if that makes sense or not. Maybe it does. But what if you're really on the team? You're on the bench. You're a member. The team has, I don't know how many players. I don't know. Anyone's going to tell me how many players are there in the official team?
In the roster.
50. And how many actually play the game?
11.
So you got 39 players sitting on the bench. Okay, someone gets injured, just in case. So the guy sits on the bench the whole year. He never plays a game. His team won. He has a right to celebrate. My team won. And he can say, I'm a member who will go and say, I'm on that team. Wow! And your team won. Right? There is a concept of being on the team. So Shiva said that in many Nogaya, the Mai said that when you join the winning team, even if you don't do the winning, you get chedek in their winnings. So in that is Nogaya too, also to once you join Yeshiva. When a person goes from high school to yeshiva, he has done an amazing thing without doing anything. Because we do believe Yeshiva Gedolah is a higher team, and now you belong to a higher team. Right? You're part of this team. It's an amazing thing. It's a change. You get an extra skus. You know, you're part of this team. You're a judge. There's the group that you belong to, now you're a chedek of this group. So that itself is a certain aliyah. Did you do anything? No. You came to made it. You know, not only something you'd be about gaiva about, and it wasn't very difficult, but it's something that happens. Okay, anyway, what is this, the musibah that we don't talk too much, Ashkaf, so we'll argue this later. What is the ramifications of Maisa, of Godless Adam? Why did the Alter think Godless Adam is so important? So we already mentioned that it affects your, the dress. If you're supposed to feel that you are already part of this, winning team, you're one of the what's called the Gyoino Shalmelach, right? Not the Gyoino Shalmelach. That's an expression in the Chazal. And, the Babish calls it what? The Svos Hashem, But it's called in Chazal, say, what? Tzivos Hashem. Okay. That's what it really means. But, the Gyoino Shalmelach means that you're Hashem's army. That's a special covenant. If you're in a Gyoino Shalmelach, so you have to, first of all, even dress, right? That was the idea. We're of dressing appropriately. You have to have a certain respect. If you dress inappropriately, you're disrespecting that position. You are given a new position. If a person in Beis Medrash dresses the same way he's dressed in high school, that's a psul. It shows that he doesn't hear that he moved up a higher level. He's showing himself he doesn't appreciate that he moved up, and he's insulting the position that he moved up to. That's not right. Person has to do it. Now we're not into necessarily white shirts, but there's a certain respect. Respect means to dress respectfully, nicely, neatly. Certain with neatness. There's a certain, maven yatin, what's called neat and respectful. But there's a certain, respectful neatness. It's the way you dress. It makes a difference. It also makes obviously a difference when you go out of the yeshiva and you walk. Rabbi Shlomo spoke about guys walking, in the streets that are going to go swimming, whatever. That's a certain respect, With I walk in the streets here, in this heat. I usually wear my hat and jacket. I think it's crazy, but it's respect for the position. It makes no sense to me why they have such a mishigas and we have to wear a hat and jacket in such heat. But the Maisa, that's respect for the position. So I do it. So it's you have to do with respect for the position that you have. Even if it doesn't make sense, yes, because that's in the world you're showing disrespect to the position, and it's more than that. It's not just disrespect; it's to yourself too. And it's even more powerful because you're part of the world. And just like other people, when they see that they lose respect for the position, you lose respect for yourself in that position. And you don't feel, you lose, the outer hashkafa was that when a person feels, so we didn't really get to the main point. The main point, the outer hashkafa was that a person feels is godless, then he behaves much different. Right? I gave the guys a mashal. I'm jumping. Is when I remember that when I there used to be the old time barbershops, and not like the fancy barbershops they have today. I grew up in little barbershop. So there was a barbershop near my house, and the guy had a very good selection of comic books. And I used to enjoy going to the barbershop. I used to like to be comic. My parents would never spend the 10 cents on a comic book. But, you know, went to the barber, you could, you know, sit there while you're waiting, read the comic books. I got bar mitzvah. I would not read the comic books at the barber shop anymore. Now, I still enjoyed reading comic books. If no one's looking at home, I'll read a comic book. He said, but I'm not going to do it in public. I'm already a bar mitzvah boy. You know, read a comic book in public. So there's a certain, when a person feels a certain self-respect, you behave in a different manner. Right? It affects your behavior. So if you go ahead and you dress in a manner that doesn't, so then you lose that attitude of your chashidus. When you lose it, then you lose all that advantage if it's going to affect your behavior. But the outer elder, and the more a person appreciates what he has, not because you deserve it, I'm not saying you deserve it, I'm saying, but the ma'isa, it was a gift from Hashem. You're holding on a very, in as far as the world is concerned, you know, it's like I quoted Rav Zuckerman, then he said this line, that I told it to guys last year, but it's such a good line, I repeat it again. He said that when he was around this age, he was a teenager. He was in a Musar Vad in Radin, and the person leading the Vad said, "Are you guys going to be the next Gedolei Hador? Doesn't that sound absurd and ridiculous? You're going to be the Gedolei Hador, you know, come on." But you know what? It's going, yes, because there's nobody else. Is it ridiculous as it is, but it's true. You know? So that's what you have to realize. We're given this position. It's ridiculous. You know? Why should you have such a position? I don't know. Hashem must have been, you know, he had a sense of humor when he gave you this position. I don't know. But that's what he done did. He gave you this position. He put you in yeshiva. So the ma'isa, now that comes with a certain, you have to realize that you are given this position, and when you realize that, then you have to act in accordance to that realization. You have to be. You can't act in a way that destroys a gift that was. You don't want to destroy the gift that was given to you, and you don't want to belittle the gift that was given to you, and you don't want to make a chiddush Hashem of the gift. So, but when and it's a person who feels that, it affects his whole behavior. That's why the outer health, that this is almost like the most important hargasha. Because when you hear that, it changes your whole behavior. But if you don't, you know, going back to what we talked about in the dress, if you don't do that, then you're telling yourself it's not true. So then you're losing that whole advantage. You have to say, no, Baruch Hashem. I remember we asked Rashiva what he felt was the best, the proper dress, the guys in yeshiva. He said they should wear suits and ties. Now, no one ever did it, I admit, because it was a little expensive and not practical and you felt silly, but in theory, that's what it held. I'm not telling you guys to do it. But it's the concept. Once you're in yeshiva, you have to realize you're chashuv. You have to feel that way. It's not chashuv because you deserve to be chashuv. It's not relevant. It's reality. Memeda, what it applies is what you have to have that attitude in your behavior. And it's a very important thing. I'll give you an example too. Is let's say you have a Yetzer Hara for a certain thing. Right? So first of all, if you hear that you were given this gift, so you're less likely to do that aveira, because you know, I was given this gift. I don't want to lose it, or I don't want to mess it up, right? You know, I'm given a gift. You know, I want to make sure I don't in any way mess it up to any degree. So that itself is less likely to do the aveira. But even if, let's say, you do the aveira, right? And we do plenty of aveiras, but you surely would not do it in public, right? Which means many people, one of the added, which is becomes a hang up with guys, they say, you know, I don't want to be a phony, and I don't want to be a hypocrite, and if I'm going to do this aveira when no one's looking, I'm going to do it in public. It's not true. It's a completely different thing. Because when you do the aveira when no one's looking, all right, it means that I feel bad, I'm doing the aveira, I realize it's really wrong. But okay, I have a very big yetzer hara, and I have trouble controlling myself, or whatever, and I do it. When you do it in public, you are making a statement that, you know, that I'm, you know, you're belittling yourself. You're belittling, you're making, you know, you're saying that you're saying that I'm not, you know, you wouldn't, you know, a pleasure person wouldn't do this in public. He'd be embarrassed.
He wouldn't do it at all.
But even if he would do it, he wouldn't do it in public. I think there's two steps. So obviously the best thing, of course, you shouldn't do it, but you definitely shouldn't do it in public. To go ahead and boast, you know, to publicly, you know, there's, you know, and there are guys that even not only do they do it, they boast about it, right? For sure. But the feeling of godliness affects, like you said, that you wouldn't do it because it's an embarrassment for me to do it, and it surely affects that I wouldn't do it when other people see me. You know, I'm surely not going to do it in public. So it has a tremendously positive effect on your behavior. Okay. Anyway, that's Dash Kappa. I want to get to also, I mean, we're at this part, could we spend much more arichas, but I want to get to something controversial. I'm going to get my head thrown at me, but I'll say it anyway. One of the aspects of Godless Adam is to realize not only that we say you're supposed to dress differently when you move from high school to Beis Medrash and act differently, but you're also supposed to think differently. Supposed to think a little bit more maturely as an adult. And there is a major, major difference between a high school and a Beis Medrash student in a certain attitude. And I want to mention too, it's really the same, but I'm going to get myself in trouble. If I leave it to the last minute before I run out for marriage. The first one is the attitude between yourself and the rebbeim. See, in high school, I don't know, maybe not, I mean, if I went this class, already in this medish. But in high school, there's an attitude that it's us against the rebbe. And therefore, right, the rebbe is public enemy number one. And you got to do whatever you can to get, you know, to hide. You know, if you're doing something, if you have a problem, you know, the Rebbe's the last one you want to know about it, right? Because he'll scream at you, he'll give you muster. In Beis Medrash, there has to be a feeling that the Rebbe is really there to help you. And if you have a problem, if you have an issue, if you have a yetzer hara, you should talk to the Rebbe about it. Believe me, the Rebbeim heard, I don't say they heard everything, but I don't know, Yerayas, we heard Ashvichas Damim. I have to admit, I haven't yet heard Ashvichas Damim. Avodah Zarah, I definitely heard. You know, if you have problems in Amuna, you have problems in Tivus, all kinds of interesting variations. The probability is we heard them already. We don't treat you disrespect like care. We respect you. I said as many times, the Rebbeim respect you more when you're coming, you're ready to work with yourself, because everybody has issues. They don't disrespect you. So it's a sign of maturity that I want to be helped, and I have an issue, and I want to be helped, so I come and talk to someone who can help me. You know, that's a tremendous thing. Instead of going through my life with this problem and not solving it, So try it out. Now, if it's a little bit embarrassing, okay, maybe. Shouldn't be, because the rabbi, if he's a decent rabbi, will not treat you with any less respect. If anything, he'll show you more respect. But even if it's, if that's, you know, don't you want to improve? You have an issue, deal with it. That's a mensch. You have an issue, let's deal with the issues. So, you know, you come to the rabbi, you discuss it. Hopefully the rabbi will deal with you. So there's one thing, which is not so controversial, which is that if you have an issue, that's part of, I would say that's more being mature. I don't know if it's exactly God that's Adam. But being more mature is to realize if you have an issue, you come and talk to Rabbi about it. The second thing, which I'm going to get my head handed to me, is being more mature is also that if your roommate has an issue, and he's not talking to a rabbi about it, you can also talk to a rabbi about it. How's that for getting myself in trouble? What? B.S. Nitch. So Meshiva used to say, I heard this many times, that in high school, he did not, that it's, you shouldn't encourage the students to tell what other students. Because they're doing it, the Torah is being a snitch. And it's bad for their midos. And if someone in the high school class misbehaved, you don't ask the kids in the class, who did it? Tell me who did it. Because you're just teaching the kids bad midos. It's bad midos to be a malshim. And that's what when a high school kid tells you another kid, he's doing it the Torah's malshim. But when hopefully a base managed person does it, you're not doing it as a malshim. You're doing it to save the guy's life. You know a guy, he's depressed. Let's say there's such a scenario. You got a guy who's depressed in yeshiva. Right? Nothing wrong, he's depressed. Depression is the most common problem in the United States, right? And probably one out of every three people, if not more, are depressed. Probably more than that. Right? So, but I don't know who they're. People, you know, people cover it up. So, but you know that your roommate is depressed. And he's not gonna, so tip off someone says, you know, he needs things, he's a little depressed. He needs a little bit cheering up. You're doing him a chesed. You're not hurting him. I told on him. You're helping the guy. You're trying to help a guy. You see a guy has a problem. You try and help him. Even if he's, even in the more radical sense, he's doing something he shouldn't be doing. Right? Now, if you mention to him, that's the best thing for the guy is to get caught. Really, when you think about it, what do you think is going to happen? He's going to get caught. So the rabbi will give him mercy. Hopefully, he shouldn't be doing that. If he just keeps on doing that, he'll just get worse and worse. Avera gereres avera. The best thing is the guy to be good. I'll say it before I ask you. There was a guy in Yeshiva when I was in Israel that we found out he was doing something and we threw him out. And he's one of the heads of one of our branches today. You know, we saved his life. I'm very proud of that fact that we threw him out. Because it was the guy was a good guy who got into, he was starting to get into a problem, and that shook him up, and he right away straightened up when he got thrown out. And usually we don't throw guys out. We just for just an amount of MS, yeshiva is very, has a big bark and a, but that's beside the thing. But even occasionally when we do throw guys out, it's 99% of the case, it's the best thing for the guy. The guy gets straightened out. And 99% of the time you don't throw the guy out, you work with him. Why should we work? You know, that's what we're in the business for, to help people. We're not in the business to, we're not out for our covered. You're not saying, oh, you know, we don't want to have a guy like that in the yeshiva. We're out to help people. So we try and help people. So if a guy is doing something, and you tell the rabbeim, you're doing the guy a tremendous chesed. Now, probability is it's the best help for him. It's also the help for other people that he shouldn't be mekab to achirim. So your help, that's the maturity is to realize I'm not doing it not because I want to do it on video. I enjoy snitching. I'm doing it because I want to help the person. Right? That's maturity. A mature person realizes that this is the best thing. The biggest chesed you can do to a guy is to obviously you have to know who to tell. And then you don't go announcing the papers, you know. But I think that comes with maturity. And maturity comes with a God that's Adam, so it's connected a little bit. I know, maybe it's a little loose connection. The hemshach, the little shrach. But I think it's true, and it's also true with the high school. If you have high school guys in your room, you have to use your seichel, but there's sometimes you can help them so much by talking to them. They're abandoned, so the Rebbe can help them. Rebbe can't help them. He doesn't know what his problem is. So I think it's very important, critical for the guys themselves. Please, you know, for yourselves, if these guys have issues, don't be embarrassed. You know, we're all, it's joking aside, almost every issue, you know, over the years, you know, people are not so different. People's problems, Rashida used to always say, everyone thinks that their problem is unique. No one else in the world ever had their problem. But most problems are very similar, variations. Human beings have the same basic midas, and they have the same basic problems. And the same problem that you have, probably someone else had a similar, not necessarily exactly the same, because you're not, but similar. And anyone who's been in chinuch for a while has heard and knows, and even if he never had your variation, but he knows people have issues. That's today's door. Everybody has an issue. You know, Rabbi Trapper used to always tell me that if you find a guy that's too good to be true, he's too good to be true. Right? Which means it's not true. And that's the thing. Everyone today has issues. But that's the materials of the door. And that's what the Rebbe Bar Hashem, whether Adam Masaj, whether it's myself or Rabbi Sharfman or Rabbi Goldman or Rabbi Winter or Rabbi Gila, whoever you want, there's some amazing people here, you know, Rabbi Diamond, what? I left them out. If I found that, yeah, there's a lot of very chashuv people here. They're all very good, and take advantage. That's such an important thing. Okay, Shikaya.